Smoked potato curry, smokin'licious style. Whenever we reach the transition between winter and spring, I like to start transitioning my meals from hearty comfort foods to a bit more health conscious to prepare for the less clothes season coming. Since I'm in the southwestern portion of New York State, our warmer temperatures can be a long way away from the calendar date of the first day of spring. That's when I love to do dishes like Indian curries. Hearty and filling, but loaded with healthy vegetables, I'm taking the traditional potato curry to a new level with my smoked potato. Despite the many ingredients, this is still a very simple dish. Ingredient list. Gather together the following ingredients. 2 cups smoked potato. See our previous posting on how to smoke the potatoes. 1 cinnamon stick. Clove, cardamom, fennel seeds, curry, turmeric, chili powder, coriander, cumin, 1 large red onion, 4 garlic cloves, 1 green chili, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1 can butter beans, 2 medium tomatoes, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 cup water, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 tablespoons high heat oil. Building flavors. The first ingredients to incorporate will be the cinnamon stick and fennel seeds. Heat the 2 tablespoons of high heat oil. I'm using coconut oil in a pan. I'm using cast iron for the even heat distribution and retention of heat. Once hot, add the cinnamon stick and fennel seeds and stir to keep the seeds from burning. While infusing these flavors, mix together 2 teaspoons of curry, 2 teaspoons of cardamom, 1 teaspoon cumin. Add these dry ingredients to the oil mixture and stir well. You'll start to smell the wonderful aromatics of these spices. Vegetables and spice are always nice. Continuing to build on our flavors, I chop 4 garlic cloves and add to the spiced oil, as well as 3 green chili slices, mixing well. Allow these ingredients to tenderize for a few minutes, then add your diced red onion. Be sure you stir well and allow everything to incorporate. Allow this mixture to cook on medium heat until the onion has become very tender and begins to darken in color, meaning it is sweating. Now get ready to add even more spice flavors. Kick up the flavors. Once the garlic, chili, onion mixture has tenderized, it's time to add more spice. Mix 1 teaspoon each of coriander, turmeric, clove, and chili powder together. Add to the onion mixture in the pan, stirring well. Now, we are ready for the 2 cups of the previously smoked potatoes. Mix everything together well. As the potatoes tenderize, you can break them apart into smaller pieces if desired. Then add 1 cup of water and allow the mixture to simmer. At this point, I turn my heat down to medium-low, getting a meaty texture. Let's add some additional meatiness to this dish by first incorporating 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. Next, 2 diced tomatoes and the can of butter beans, which, if you don't know, are white lima beans, a great cholesterol-lowering legume and rich in fiber. Mix well and allow to simmer. At this stage, you will see the ingredients thicken. If you would rather more of a thick soup consistency rather than gravy consistency, feel free to add additional water. After simmering for about 8 minutes on medium-low temperature, I add 2 tablespoons of butter to the mix. If you're dairy-free, feel free to eliminate the butter and you'll still have a wonderful dish. I like to serve my smoked potato curry with chopped fresh green onion on top and brown rice on the side. Tzatziki or Greek yogurt adds a nice touch as well for those looking for a cooling effect to the dish. Now, dig in and see how versatile this dish can become. Think about changing the smoked potato for a grilled or smoked eggplant, zucchini, or yellow squash. All wonderful options for this vegetable-hearty dish.